553, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. They are all free for you. And, of course, you can control the content as well. So not only can you call in about anything you want, but you can also put the stuff that you want on the website. So if you find something online that you think's interesting, you want to share with our listeners, you can just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and it will then appear in the upcoming stories queue. And that is the page on the site that all new submissions appear on, and then listeners like you can go and vote upon them. You can vote on anything, any of those entries that you see on the site. The more votes up something gets, the more likely it is to leave the upcoming stories page and be promoted to the front page of the site. So you can go there and get interactive in a variety of different ways, and it's all free. So go to freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so we are going to start things out here actually with some emails. Of course, you can call in about anything at 855-453. And just want to remind our listeners that the movie we talked about last night with Derek J is now available. It is now available online for anyone to watch. It's in HD and it's on YouTube. There's also a torrent version as well. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com to engage in either one of those options. Once again, that's victimlesscrimespree.com. The initial response from the internets has been very positive.
Yeah, it's a great movie from what I've seen, the bits that I've seen. I can't wait to see it all the way through. You're supposed to be burning one on a copy for me so I can actually watch it out in the woods.
Oh, thank you for the reminder. I actually did that last night for you, so
thanks.
You'll be able to do that. And, you know, maybe down the line we will have, like, Derek J. might do some DVDs to where he's driving around the country doing his exile tour. He may actually have physical copies of this. But as of right now, you will need to have most people, except you, Mark, will need to have a computer in order to access the film. But
and broadband.
Broadband helps, yeah. Yeah, so that would be good. And then also, people, you know, what would be cool is if people would take the movie and put it on local cable access systems. So, like, you know, on your local public access channel, it would be a good place.
It's not a bad idea.
To put this. So try to think of different ways to spread this out there. That's one of them that, of course, you could also download the movie and burn it onto DVDs as well. There's no copyright restrictions here. We don't believe in intellectual property. The movie isn't produced for the purposes of making money.
Copy it, make money.
Yeah, it's produced for the purposes of getting the word out about what's going on here in New Hampshire. With liberty activists coming together and getting active. So please visit victimlesscrimespree.com and enjoy the film. I think it's absolutely wonderful. So 855-453, Mark, you were going to start us out with an email.
Yeah, this one's from Dave, and he asked the question, Ian and Mark, no particular order. First, I love the show, and I want to thank you and all the FTL hosts. I'm relatively new to Free Talk Live, but not too new that many of the ideas haven't been tossed around. Now, one idea that you're both responsible for placing in my head is the idea of eliminating government police and replacing them with many private companies which the consumer would hire. This idea I absolutely love, by the way. And before, let me step down for the, you know, sort of the uninitiated listener. Here on Free Talk Live, we do talk about a world where oftentimes where, you know, government intrusion is eliminated, essentially the state's intrusion. I think that, I mean, one can use the term government to describe an organization that is there to protect you, and I think that's a fine definition of it. I don't say that we won't need organizations to protect us. I just think that there's a problem with organizations claiming a monopoly. Now, I don't think that we're going to move from what we've got today to this world that we're talking about tomorrow, and I don't even think that would necessarily be a good idea. We need to take steps, and here on Free Talk Live, we talk about not only the end, but the steps in between. So let me go back here to Dave's email. I've since done research on this topic, and I have failed finding any major disadvantages. I was wondering if there's anything that you don't like about the idea of private police. Also, I'm curious about traffic control. Unfortunately, not everyone can be trusted behind the wheel, which I think we can all agree on.
Including the cops.
That's true.
Did you tell me that, like, the most speeding people in Florida are the police?
We did. We read an article on, I believe it was Sunday's Free Talk Live. You can go to freetalklive.com and download that. It's there free. And, yeah, the Sun Sentinel was reporting that the worst speeders in you know, at least southern Florida roads, they were saying in Florida, were police. There were instances of police going 130 miles an hour in their cruiser, no lights on or anything like that. And, you know, who's going to pull them over? What are you going to do about it? If you see a police officer doesn't have his lights on and he's going 90, 100, 110, 100, whatever, what are you going to do about it? Everybody's seen it. Everybody's seen a cop roll through a stop sign. You know that they can give you a ticket, but they don't get them for themselves.
You can make a note of their number on the back of their car and call the department.
And be ignored.
And they'll take a report.
Yeah. And, you know, and as they write on nothing. Just tell me, you know, I mean, talk about a waste of your time. Everybody knows it's a waste of their time.
Totally.
So, anyway, but I don't see, Dave goes on here, I don't see fines as being the answer anymore as to what would, they would just invite abuse. What would discourage careless drivers from being so careless? Do you want to answer any of these questions as we go through here, or do you want
to? I'd be happy to.
Okay, first question then is, what don't you like about the idea of private police forces?
Nothing. I think that...
the words of a true zealot.
The things that I like, you know, what would I possibly not like? Well, if I didn't like something that a private police agency did, I just wouldn't hire their services. So if I didn't, you know, it's certainly possible that companies would be run in a way I didn't like.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't envision what those ways would be at this moment. But if, you know, like, for instance, there are certain policies at Walmart that I'm not a big fan of, for instance, it's not bad enough for me to say I'm never going to shop there again. But there are certain things that I disagree with, and in which case I would be perhaps vocal about those policies in an attempt to persuade the organization to change their policies. But ultimately, I could use the, you know, the final, you know, the ace, if you will, which is that I could walk away from dealing with that organization. I could deal with a competing organization. I could start another organization that competes if nothing in the marketplace is to my satisfaction. I could create what was to my satisfaction, which is what I did with this radio program. Nothing I didn't
sure,
like.
Sure, but you can only create so many businesses, and you know how well leaving a cell phone company goes to changing their policies, right? You know.
Well, sure, but I mean, with a cell phone company, you're talking about a multi, you know, state large. Most of these cell phone companies are fairly large companies that exist in a number of places and have thousands upon thousands, if not millions, of customers. So you're just a drop in their bucket. But if we're talking about a protection agency that is designed to protect a specific geographic area, you're probably dealing with a much smaller customer base, and so therefore
not necessarily. There's plenty of companies that you know that have nationwide franchises. I do, however, I do, however, think in a world where you don't have the restrictions of getting into the marketplace and doing business. Currently, it's the regulations today. They don't regulate the big businesses. They regulate the little businesses out of business. They knock the rungs of success off, the bottom rungs of success off the ladder. And I think that you likely wouldn't see as large a businesses in the world as you do today, because those businesses are basically propped up by governments. They own governments, and governments own them.
Well, there certainly are some big security companies out there that have names that are probably recognizable, like Wackenhut, for instance.
Sure.
But if Wackenhut loses a gated neighborhood or something like that as a client, that's probably a pretty big dent in whatever their revenues
are. It matters to them.
For a given area. So that's why using the cell phone company as an example isn't a very good example. So the answer is the idea of private police departments, no, I don't have a problem with that. If we're talking about what I consider to be market policing and not some sort of government privatization where the government that we know of today, this monopoly on violence, would essentially select one private company to take over their monopoly. So in that case, I would disagree with the entire concept from the get-go, because that's what most people think of when they hear the term privatization, and that's why I don't like using that term. I like the idea of market police or market protection services. I think that's much more descriptive.
I have a I have an issue with the private protection services.
Okay, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides. Or for a consultation, call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6474, $832.37 for a half ounce, or $416.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6474, $832.37, and $416.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. That's freetalklive.com. And here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
All right, we'll continue, of course, take your phone calls. Question on the table at the moment is coming from an email from David, I believe. And his question is regarding the idea of market protection services, as I prefer to call them. I think privatization has some real nasty baggage attached to it, for instance. And we'll get back into his email here in moments.
Yeah, but until then, we're talking about the magical world where you know, the state does not intrude into our business. Now you have to worry about that. And a lot of people have trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Whether you need to incorporate a business in order to protect yourself, or create a will or a living trust, or even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. If you don't have a will and you've got a family, you're putting them at risk because the state believes they own you all your property. They'll decide where it goes when they decide, and it'll be a lot later. It's LegalZoom.com. You can get use coupon code FTL, save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
Okay, so the question from David is regarding the idea of private policing or market-based protection services. Rather than having this one-size-fits-all, you pay for it whether you like it or not, government service forced down your throat, which is what we have today. And he says he's really jazzed by the idea, and it's a relatively new idea for him. He likes it, and he's trying to poke holes in it. He's asking us, you know, what would our objections be, or in theory, what would possible problems be with this service?
Sure.
And you had an idea.
I have an idea. Now, for one thing, you can often find that groups of people will tend to band together for whatever reason. So let's say for a second that one of these larger defense agencies, you know, protection agencies, market protection agencies that we're talking about here, is, you know, a group of people that call themselves fundamentalist Christians. Let's say that this defense marketing company considers anything that looks like abortion to be abortion. Jumping jacks while pregnant is murder, okay? And you know, if it results in a miscarriage, is murder. You know, whatever. They are at the end of nuts when it comes to, you know, the belief as far as, you know, abortion is murder. And then, you know, the rest of us have whatever varying degrees of belief as far as this goes. Because I think that people really are a continuum. It isn't pro-life and pro-choice. I don't believe that for a second. I believe it's a continuum and that different people have different ideas. So, you know, one defense agent, basically, you know, this one defense agency is able to get a bunch of people behind them because they have this one kind of market niche. This market niche is, you know, they can get, say, 5 or 10% of the population of, say, the United States. You're talking about a good percentage of people if you're talking about 10% of the population. If you call it 5, it's 15 million people. That's a big customer base that they're able to serve. There are Christian insurance companies. There are Christian dating websites. There are Christian everything you can imagine out there. And they appeal. There's Christian fast food restaurants, and they appeal through their faith, and people go, you know, go for them for that reason. So this this company gets big, and maybe the biggest, I don't know, but it gets big, and it says, let's say that Juliet. Romeo comes from this, this group. We'll call them the Fundies. Comes from the Fundies. And then Juliet comes from the Muggles. Okay? So Romeo and Juliet get together, and whoops, problem occurs. Juliet gets pregnant. Now, Juliet's got the Muggle Protection Agency. These people aren't married. They haven't decided for each other that who's going to decide what protection agency. They have separate protection agencies. But Romeo's protection agency says, hey, that, and through Romeo, that baby is mine and it's alive and, you know, I own your body essentially from now until the time you give birth. Juliet says, nuh-uh. I believe that I own my own body and I'm going to go have a, you know, first trimester abortion. And now you've got yourself a shooting war over, I mean, you know, because there are some people out there that'll shoot doctors and that kind of thing over this. And now you've got yourself a shooting war over this this situation. This is the very worst scenario I've been able to come up with these private defense agencies that makes any kind of sense.
Yep, you're right. That's a pretty bad scenario. Let's look at reasons why, economic reasons why, hopefully that wouldn't happen. First of all, you'd mentioned that, you know, this can't happen overnight. Tomorrow, this system cannot be implemented because people have to come to certain conclusions about the current status quo, and they have to desire some real significant reform, some significant change.
This is the very basis of changing people's hearts and minds.
So people have to change their mind about the current situation before we can even move into this new realm.
Right. I call it cops, courts, roads, and soldiers. Those are the things that people believe that the government absolutely positively has to provide.
And so if you can change those people's minds, then this is a possibility. And in order to make this change, people would have to understand that, the government police works in a different way than other private or market-based policing would. There's no real good return on investment for a company to go into a war with another private policing agency, which is what you had suggested might happen.
Wars are generally fought by people who, have something to gain. And the reason they have something to gain is because they're spending your money in order to pay for what they want.
Right. And the police do that. They're not the same as the military in that they're not being funded mostly. They are getting money from the federal government, but it's not 100% of their budget. And so it's not the same as the military. When the military goes overseas and kills people, they've pretty much got unlimited funds because the feds will just print out as much money as possible. So to some extent, government police are a little bit more limited than the military, but ultimately they're nowhere near as limited as a private protection agency would be. And so if there were to be this crazy fundamentalist Christian protection agency, it would be very costly for them to go around and try to round up everybody that wants to get an abortion and put them in prisons. I mean, because ultimately that would be the idea, right? To punish. That is typically what these people want to do to people is put them in a jail cell if they do things that they don't like. So we're talking about a pretty expensive proposition here.
They're also in the minority. Now, they may create a large... the fundies would be.
Oh, the fundies.
Not every Christian believes that what I've
right.
talked about here. The fundies are in a minority in the sense that they, they may be the largest protection agency in the land, but it won't take too long for protection agencies to gang up against them if they go into full-fledged shooting war over something like this.
Well, right, because as a protection agency that is contracted to do business with you, they have obligations. Unlike the police, the government police, they have no obligations. To you. If you don't believe me, go and Google no obligation to protect, and you'll find court case after court case that proves that's true. So the government police have no obligation to protect you, but the policing agency that you contract with, the private agency, will have an obligation to provide you with protection. And if they fail that obligation, they'll be liable.
And if they refuse liability, then their customers will find out. Because, in the world where people can find out what your eBay rating is, it won't take too long for people to figure out. They can't hide behind corporate veils because
they'll have an insurance provider. The insurance companies can find out real fast because their customers are going to come to them and say, hey, they didn't make good on their agreement here, and the insurance company's going to have to step in. But there's more, and we can explain here in moments. 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today. And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, and download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow-fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow-fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free, and you can bring up anything you want, or you can answer the question that we have on the table, or add your comments into the mix. 855-450-FREE. We are talking about market-based protection services as opposed to the one-size-fits-all government monopoly protection service we have today known as the police department.
I'm not sure that the police departments entirely fall into the category of a monopoly. There are some aspects of them that are not monopolistic. Certainly you have to buy their product, which you don't actually even have to buy a monopolist product. Like if a company has cornered the market on computers or oil, you can choose to live without computers or oil. However, when it comes to police departments, you must, or even sheriff's departments or government policing agencies, whatever they might be, you must pay for their services or you'll go to jail or lose your property.
So how does that make them not monopoly?
Oftentimes they stack departments on top of each other. So you'll have security guards for your gated community, because it costs so much money to move in and move out of places, you're almost the same thing as a police force. You get your gated community. You'll have sometimes, a city police force or town police force, county, state agencies, and then
just because the monopoly government has divisions doesn't make it not a monopoly.
Well, that's not a monopoly. It's not a monopoly. I mean, these are different agencies.
if you're going to say that Wackenhut is the existence of Wackenhut means that the government police aren't a monopoly, I don't know if I agree.
I do think that you can call the FBI if your local federal, if your local policing agency is stepping out of line, and FBI will investigate them. So there is some kind of veil of it's just pretend competition. If you get what I'm saying. I mean, these guys, in reality, they tend to protect each other because they don't want to be investigated themselves. They don't want to, and you know what? Everybody knows what the reality is. Everybody knows that when it comes down to a cop's word and yours, they're listened to. And everybody knows that it's pretty darn difficult for police to get brought up on charges.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we were talking about the sort of the economic disincentives towards the insane situation that you had described earlier, which could be possible for, I think, a short period of time or in a very concentrated area. The suggestion was that Christian fundamentalists could have some sort of fundy police agency that would be going around arresting young ladies for perhaps wanting to get an abortion or getting an abortion or something like that. And what could possibly stop that from happening? And my point was that, economics will be a major disincentive in that it is going to be very costly if they want to go around and arrest everybody that wants to have an abortion, because, one, it would be just simply costly. Even if they could be successful at arresting them and putting them in cages, it would be very, that would be alone a costly process.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't be successful at it right away because they'd have to fight off the other protection agencies, which, you know, these guys are all trained. They're all interested in protecting their customers because they have an obligation to do so by contract, and so therefore they're going to be up against defenders. They'll be attacking against defenders, and the defense tends to have an advantage generally in most conflict. And as soon as they start losing their men, their mercenaries, essentially, the existing guys, now maybe they're all fundies. Maybe you could say that it wouldn't cost them anything extra because they're all just so dedicated to the cause, they're just going to do it for the glory of Jesus.
I don't believe it.
In theory, though, right? Like, you could have some real fundamentalist mercenaries that are just going to do it for the glory of Jesus. And, you know, they're going to perish for his glory in that case, because they're going to be up against other people that are doing it for a paycheck. And it's going to be a very costly process to try to do this. It's not to say it couldn't happen, but for all of the paranoid conspiracy theories, or not conspiracy theories, but for all the paranoid ideas about what could possibly happen, I think it's more important to focus on what is happening. And what is happening right now is we do have corruption. It is systemic throughout the police departments of the United States, all the way up as high as the sheriff. I was just watching a video, Mark, you were earlier, this afternoon, of a lady in Colorado who was explaining how her sheriff there, and I think it was Arapahoe County, has been busted for selling meth raping teenage boys.
Well, by rape you mean usually it was consensual. I mean,
oh, was it? I'm sorry, I didn't hear her say anything about.
Well, they were drug addicts and stuff.
I gotcha. I didn't get that part of the story, but she used the term rape, so I just went ahead and took
statutory
her.
Statutory rape is, in many people's minds, a rape.
I think that's an insult to real rape, but nonetheless, I heard the term rape. She didn't say statutory rape.
I mean,
rape,
these
so
guys are coerced. There's certainly a level of coercion that goes into this. I mean,
coercion, then it's real. That's real rape.
You know, holding things over their head. I mean, not necessarily physical coercion, but, that's power.
Right, could put you in a jail cell if you don't give me a BJ, that kind of thing.
Don't act like that statement has never been spoken, right?
I'm not acting like that. Yeah. So my point is, these things are happening now. We have the largest incarcerated population of any country in the world.
Yeah, but all those countries have monopolistic police agencies, too.
That's true. But per capita. I'm just talking about the difference between the paranoid idea that some fundies might put together a dangerous police department versus the fact that we have a dangerous police department.
Everybody knows
today
that there are problems with the law enforcement agencies as they exist here and in every other country, too.
The market protects protection agencies couldn't be worse, because competition brings out the best.
And they're not
people.
They're not historically that uncommon to hire a Pinkerton to protect whatever your goods or services were back in the day was not an uncommon thing to do. I mean, Pinkerton men were feared. It was the sheriff who was going to lay around and do nothing. I mean, it was the Pinkerton men that would, were the ones that were going to be willing to fight and die for you.
So that's
my
answer.
They were the special forces of back then.
That's my answer. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, the theory that you've proposed here tonight. Obviously, anything is possible. But is it likely? I would say not really. But it brings up another important point, and that is that if you were to live in an area where the population is heavily fundamentalist, because you pointed out that the fundies are a small percentage across the United States, but if we're talking about the Bible Belt or some sort of, small town where, let's say, a bunch of fundies happen to live nearby one another, you've got the fundamentalist Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, mm-hmm. Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ. Anyway, these guys have essentially
cloistered little towns.
Right. They have total control over a certain geographic area. That would not be a place for someone who was, let's say, sexually liberated to move to.
Probably shouldn't hang out with those folks.
Right. So I think that in a more liberty-oriented land, you would have more deliberate communities of people who are of a like mindset. Because it just makes sense. I mean, I love the idea of a melting pot. I want people of, different nationalities or colors or whatever to move together and bring, wonderful food and
but not everybody feels that same way.
Together. But I would want those people that want to be cloistered to be cloistered. And I would not want to be anywhere near them. I don't want to live in a town where 80% of the people there are Christian fundamentalists. I'm not interested in that. If they're the kind of fundamentalists that are going to aggress against their peaceful neighbors. And there's no reason why in a, more free market environment, you wouldn't see some really extreme, areas of control where some people really want to have that. Like, for instance, the Ave Maria town in Florida, set up by a Catholic former owner of Domino's, I think, is the guy that set this up. He is a very devout Catholic kind of guy, and he's set up some certain rules for his town that he's created, and if you want to come into this town, you've got to abide by those rules, and that includes the businesses. So remember when we were talking about it years ago when they were first planning this town, they weren't going to allow Walgreens to sell contraception.
Nope, no condoms here in Ave Maria.
Right, Walgreens, sure, you can come in and do business here in our town, but you shan't be selling the things that we don't want you to sell.
You can sell beer, you can sell cigarettes, we as Catholics don't care about those, but no little rubber balloons, no balloons either.
And it's fully within their purview as the private property owners to make a choice like that. And so each person would be choosing deliberately where they want to live. Now, the only problem you run into there is the people that are born into that situation, and that's obviously tragic, but right now we still have people being born into tragic, controlling situations, and they deserve to have the chance of freedom as well, in which case there could be some sort of underground railroad to get them out. We have that with the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, where people are helped to escape those folks. It's Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods is over today. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-453-SACL, CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us over at freetalklive.com. A lot of features are waiting for you there, including archives. Click and download as many as you want. They go all the way back to late 2006. Totally free for you at freetalklive.com. And then on the left-hand side of the page, you can actually click over to our SoundCloud page to reach the archives in a different manner rather than just downloading them. SoundCloud allows you to share them with your friends on Facebook or Twitter or whatever your social networking preference. And it's a big deal for us when you take the time to simply share one episode per week of Free Talk Live, because it helps introduce your friends or family, coworkers, whatever, to this program, meaning more people will listen, which is a good thing for us. So please take a moment. If you've enjoyed one of our shows this week, pull that up, click the share button, and share it on your favorite social networking site. Also, something else that you might want to consider doing while you're online is dropping by freestateproject.org. That's where you can go to learn more about the Free State Project, the movement of liberty-oriented people converging on one place. And New Hampshire was chosen. I actually had a nice meeting with the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union today about some of the outrageous things that the government people are doing to some of the activists up here. And there was, not a lot of real, knowledge amongst the, regarding this Free State Project amongst the Civil Liberties Union. They, had heard some things about it, but really didn't know that much about it. So, we're still on the beginning cusps of this whole Free State Project thing. Even though there are already over 1,000 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, there's still plenty of people, even people who are, politically connected or should be more connected with issues than others. They really just don't know much about the Free State Project and what it's all about. So, come on up here, join the fun. and there's a lot to do, whether it's politics, civil disobedience, making media, or doing street theater. There's just a lot going on, and you can do things. If there's, you know, there's a bunch that's already happening, but if there's something that's not happening that you want to see happen, just start it and then promote it, and other people will likely jump on board, presuming it's a good idea. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more. That's freestateproject.org. Mark, I know you had another issue with Market Police. Put that on hold. We'll get to it in a moment here. Jeremy's on the line in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Jeremy in Philadelphia, going once. Hello.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, there's been some great discussions the last week about conspiracy theories, and I've been turned on to the ideas of liberty through the conspiracy movement. And although I've really changed my ideas a lot and have moved away from that. Ian, I've heard you talk about the conspiracy movement, and you have a close friend you were talking about that kind of delved really deep down the rabbit hole and sort of isolated himself and sort of got moved toward defeatism. And, you know, I have a family member that I woke up that's really gotten into the alien thing. And,
but boy.
I think the conspiracy movement, there is that bad aspect of it, but we really have a lot in common with the conspiracy movement, and really the conspiracy movement wants liberty. Well, I guess a lot of them want to return to the Constitution, but I mean we have a lot in common with the conspiracy movement, and the they're fighting for a lot of the same things that we believe in. And
I'm not saying I wouldn't work with those folks. I just have concerns. That's all. I hate to see people, in a defeatist mindset. I hate to see people of the belief that everywhere around the corner is some sort of spook that's keeping an eye on them, and leading down the world of a paranoia. And I just think it's really detrimental to a human being.
Well, I can understand that, but I also about their methods. I really, Alex himself, I've listened to him a lot, and he'll say pick an issue, get passionate about it, grassroots, local stuff, get involved. Like, he doesn't really, and I know that you guys are doing a centralized project in New Hampshire. I think it's a great idea. I'd love to move up there, but Alex really, he really tries to get people working within their own communities, and you could say that that's not too effective. But I've heard a lot of his listeners talk about how they're spreading the ideas of liberty, and not all of them are yelling at people and getting angry and freaking out. And I've even heard him give advice to people on the show about taking action, and he'll say to people, look, hand them the DVD. Say this is really controversial, it's really interesting, take a look at it, tell me what you think. Not all of the approaches are fear-driven, anger-driven. It's just sometimes he can get like that on his show, but I really think a lot of people in his movement, the conspiracy movement, do have a cool head and aren't really necessarily propagating the extremist, the extreme of what could happen.
I want to address this. I think you're probably right when it comes to this, but one of my concerns is that most of the videos that I get from the conspiracy theorist type aren't pro-liberty videos. They're pro-conspiracy theory videos. You know, they'll be saying, loose change, and they're always harping on the, I know a secret, and here's the hint to what the secret is, and that kind of thing. And it doesn't, so many times, and I don't, so many times, I'm not going to point at any one person. I don't listen to Alex Jones's show that much. When I've met him, he's an awesome dude, and, fine. I got nothing bad to say about him. But I will say that many of the conspiracy theorists I've met, they're constantly talking about the new world order and the big bad guys that are around the world, and
a lot of them believe they can just elect the right people.
It drips bigotry, and it often
bigotry.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on. A lot of people look at international bankers as a term for Jew. Okay. So, I just don't see, in a lot of cases, I don't see the conspiracy theorists doing much for liberty. I often see them doing a lot for conspiracy theories, which does nothing.
I think that's all true. I think that, you know, that both of your observations are probably accurate because, Jeremy, maybe you are more likely to encounter maybe more of the liberty-oriented conspiracy people, and maybe, Mark, you're more likely to get emails from the more conspiracy kookery kind of people. And because there's always a range.
I'm going to get emails just for saying what I said.
Right. I mean, there's always a range in any movement, right? So, you know, you've got the people that are maybe more liberty-oriented but also believe in conspiracies. I know some of those people personally. You know, they've come to the Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival. There was even like a panel about conspiracy versus skepticism, and there was some, I guess, clashing on that panel. Supposedly some good discussion. I believe all the panels are being posted. By the way, for those that haven't didn't make it to Porkfest, you can see all those over at freekeen.com. JJ's been doing a great job of cranking out those panels several per week. And so, yeah, I mean, I know some of those folks that are definitely liberty-oriented conspiracy people. Mm-hmm. And then there are the conspiracy people who just believe that the world is controlled by a select group of men and that there's no hope for the future. And then there's people in between there who believe the world's controlled by a select group of men. But if we just elect the right men, then that could change everything. And there's just the whole range.
But, hey, Mark, I remember you made a really good comment, and you said if JFK was the most successful conspiracy theory, and it was, what has that done? What has it accomplished? It's really interesting because the conspiracy theorists will respond to that, and they'll respond in a way, and they will give you an answer that can't be measured. Well, the collective consciousness was raised, and another attack was prevented. Well, how can you measure something that was prevented? You can't prove it or measure that. So they'll often respond to you with something that's not even that tangible.
You know, and the thing is there are things in this world that can't be measured. There's no doubt about it. I can't say. I would agree with people that say that there are people out there that want to rule the world. I would argue that there is not one group of them, and that you don't know their plans. I would say that if there are, I know that there are people out there that want to rule the world, and I'll bet you that there's several different groups of them, that they know that grouping together makes them successful, and there's several different groups of them, and that they all have different plans, and those plans, run the gamut.
That seems more plausible to me.
Of different stuff. But, you know, I just, it always seems silly for me to be some dude who drives a dented up car, who lives in an 800 square foot house, who has one kid in Keene, New Hampshire, to suggest that I might know what the New World Order is planning to do.
You're a gatekeeper.
But what kind of hubris I must be claiming for myself to suggest that I know what the richest, most powerful jet-setting people that fly jets and have orgy parties and live an entirely different lifestyle than I do, that what they're going to do with the world. I mean, it just, to me, it's silly.
Jeremy, any other thoughts?
Well, I'd just like to end my call by saying I love the Sunday show. Mark, I think you're a great balance or counter to Stephanie, and it's a really great show because I really don't, I'm not really much into gender issues, but I do enjoy hearing about it, and I think it's a great show.
Excellent, sir. Glad you're enjoying it. Thanks for the call tonight, Jeremy. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. More about market police, objections, also whatever you want to talk about coming up in hour two. It's Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.